It's February 1942, and Australia is threatened by invasion. Much of the nation's military bases are moved south, where they can be safe from Japanese aircraft and submarine attacks. In a remote part of Victoria, a natural lake is scouted to be the number one repair base for Australia's fleet of flying boats. Chosen over Ballarat, as it is too far to be bombed from the Bass Strait, Lake Boga becomes the home of Catalina aircraft.
In the heart of the parched Victorian Mallee, 200 miles from the sea, lies Lake Boga, and Australia's most remarkable aircraft repair base. The censorship has now been lifted. The reason why, for example, this giant American Catalina is finding a haven here.
The once top secret Lake Boga base is now a museum, and volunteer David Mark says the base completely changed the once sleepy Mallee town.
Right, we were the number one flying boat repair depot, which was the garage for flying boats. So every flying boat that was run by the Australian, American and Dutch Air Force was serviced here during World War II. So we had about 1,000 personnel that came through the base to do maintenance and repair of flying boats. A Catalina would take about a month to actually strip down and take the motors out. They would haul them out of the lake, pull the motors out, rebalance the props, take all the instruments out, put it all back together again, and about a month later they'd take it out into a paddock, reset the compasses, bring it in, give it a test flight and put it back on the mooring buoys out in the lake, waiting for the air crew to take it back.
What role did the Catalinas play in the defence of Australia during World War II?
They were a wonderful aircraft. We used a bit like we use the Hercules in today's. They were a transport aircraft, they were a patrol bomber, they were a mine layer. A lot of them were painted black so they could operate at night, so they'd leave somewhere in the late afternoon, fly somewhere from probably the Philippines to Hong Kong, mine the harbour, and then get back during daylight the next day. So had a lovely long range, but very, very slow.
Part of why the Catalinas got moved here was obviously the threat that was coming in from the Japanese after Singapore fell and the bombing of Darwin. How real do you think the threat of invasion was for people in a place like the Mallee?
We were a little bit isolated from the real world, but it was top secret. So the people that worked here were bound by security provisions. They weren't allowed to talk about what they did. Not until well after the Japanese were sent back packing again after the Battle of Coral Sea. But certainly in the early days, we were under threat all the time to be bombed. But fortunately, we were never attacked. The only time the machine guns were fired in anger was the night that the Japanese prisoners escaped from Corowa. They sent the message down the line that they may be attacked, and every rabbit and hare that moved that night got a blast of machine gun shot, we believe, but it was hard for people to get here to attack us.
Veteran Dick Udy was part of the air crew during the war and is returning to Lake Boga for the base's 75th anniversary. Mr Udy says he feels the efforts of the Catalinas in the defence of Australia isn't well enough known.
Many people think that we were just floating around looking at boats down below, but that was only what we did when we had spare time or air sea rescue. The bulk of the time was planting deep sea mines in the harbours where the Japanese army fleet was. And at the end of the war, they said that one third of the Japanese fleet had been immobilised by the deep sea mines that were in the harbours. These harbours were at places like Balikpapan and Surabaya, and all of those islands in that area. People may know that was a major oil centre, and the Japanese very much wanted to keep control of that.
Do you think there's been enough recognition of what the Catalinas and the Catalina crews did during the war, or do you think not enough people know what actually happened?
The work of those Catalinas and the holding of one third of the Japanese fleet, and that's by Japanese records, not our records, Japanese records. That was a most significant thing in an island war where every ship that people had to be used. But here is a story now released from security about who was on the front line of defence for Australia itself, our own country.
Here in the quiet corner of the world, wonders have been performed and are still being performed for Australia and the Empire.